And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Mexa's out sick today, so Captain Mike Pritchard is co-hosting today from the Tribute and doing a great job. We're giving away a day or day and a half trip on the Tribute, which means whatever's available.
It's a trip up to a day and a half. You want to go on a day trip or whatever, you can use that for a one-day trip, day and a half. Whatever our timeline is and what trip you want to go on, whether it's a day or day and a half. But it's a credit up to a day and a half trip.
Very nice. And sometime in 2020.
Sometime in 2020. Yeah. Now, if you want to use it 5 years from now, that's not going to happen.
Are you going to be running trips in the winter here?
Oh, we are. We're doing our maintenance right now. Should be up and running here in a couple weeks, weather pending. We have been very, very fortunate as far as our haul out up in San Pedro, not a drop of rain, actually really warm, dry east wind.
Perfect timing.
So far, aside from the other day where we had just finished priming the boat just in time and had everything, we had to have tarps up. We were spraying our primer, which is by far the best way to go. And then we had that rain event. You come down, and it's amazing how much plastic can hold water. There was hundreds of gallons of water in the plastic along the side of the boat we dumped out. But it we're gonna finish painting. Crew's actually down there right now. Apparently I'm some kind of a slave driver here. The crew's down there working, or they should be working.
Yeah, it's 8:05.
Maybe they're not there quite yet.
Almost.
Yeah, give them a chance to sleep in a little bit on a Sunday. But we should be up and running here in 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
Nice. All right. Very good. You're going to be doing like culinary trips, or you're not sure?
You know what? I still haven't put that up, and I'm probably going to regret it. I know the Pacific Queen's up. They have some culinary trips online. I do want to go back down to culinary. I think we're going to our February trips are going to be based on culinary. And then it's just so hard to pass up that local bluefin fishing. I know it sounds crazy, you know, bluefin fishing January, February. Some of our best bluefin fishing in the last several years was February, fishing bluefin out on the Cortez and the Tanner Bank.
No kidding.
Basically dropper, like you were talking about your swordfish fishing, or, you know, that new style. Fishing a dropper loop on the bottom in 150 feet of water for bluefin.
Wow.
It was our February. So really? January and February, the last few years.
So you could keep chasing that.
Well, they're still there.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of the boats that were out on the water yesterday, and I don't think anybody caught any tuna. There was some yellowtail brought in, but you're still seeing it. We did just have a weather system go through, a low pressure system, which after that big rain event we had in November, we went back out and we had phenomenal yellowfin fishing.
Yeah.
And we saw probably the biggest school of bluefin I've ever seen. We knocked out, you know, typical November, you knock out your limits of, 25 to 45 pound yellowfin, some bigger.
Typical November.
You know, typical November. And then you roll up towards the 43, and we came across a spot of bluefin, and we did get them to boil up. We hooked two. They were gone instantly. But it's one of those schools of bluefin where you're driving through it for so long and you're trying to get to the other side. You're throwing bait the whole time that you finally give up because you don't know if there is another side. Like, you're going through it and like the sonar set at 500 feet and every sweep, it's just more and more. Threw a tank of bait on it, watched it blow up everywhere. Fish, you know, 200 pound fish jumping out of the water.
Oh man.
That stuff's still there.
Wow.
As far as I know, the guys that were out yesterday were looking at it. I do want to go back down to Colinette. Love it. The first few years that I had the boat, we had great lingcod fishing, but at the same time, how do you drive past the bluefin?
Bluefin, yeah, I hear you. So, pending. We'll see what happens. Just
I need to make a decision here.
Or TributeSportFishing.com. You'll let people know.
Yeah, who does? And for some reason, they seem to taste better during the winter. I don't know if it's just the anomaly of it.
Yeah.
But something about winter bluefin are just better.
Maybe what they're eating. Yeah, I hear you. I like it. Well, hey, phones are packed, but if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Valley Center. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Same to you.
Happy New Year.
I got a couple questions. What's the biggest fish you had on the boat this year? And when you rubber band the torpedo sinker onto your line, is that made to pop off or
stay on,
or sometimes you lose it? Or
our biggest fish this year was actually caught by one of our regulars, Shane Wrightson, a 313-pound bluefin caught on a dead flying fish that he brought himself.
Wow.
A little flying fish, not a big one. And
a little one.
And it was just a frozen, dead flying fish that
he was fly lining it?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then this whole flying fish thing, and it's funny because I'm basically rich when it comes to flying fish. I think I probably shouldn't say this because I'm going to have people trying to borrow them, but about 100 of those things frozen and ready to go at any time.
Oh, yeah, now I know where the source is.
We put in some effort into collecting flying fish. We had
nice.
Well, I won't give away some of the details, but we put in some work, and we're flying fish rich. So
that's
if
good.
Those big ones start biting and they're eating the flying
you're
fish,
ready.
You know where to go.
Yeah, you're ready. Cool. Well, hey, Eric, do you have a great moment you want to share from us from your fishing in 2019?
Well, actually, yeah. I went out on the Shogun with you here a few months back, and I had the time of my life, even though I went out with a broken ankle.
Oh, yeah, that was our Guadalupe trip.
Yes, it was.
Don't tell your doctor that. They don't like that.
Yeah, it's good, man. It was a great trip and good times and lots of good fishing there. Eric, Happy New Year to you, and I look forward to 2020 going fishing with you for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to David in San Marcos. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. Hey, Captain Mike, I got a question. What creates current? And then B, how do you fish current with either a fly line live bait and the surface iron?
Well, you're kind of talking about more island style fishing there. Moon phase, storm systems, water movement. There's, I think, a lot of different things that might cause current to be one way or another. The majority of the fishing that we do, if we see any, if we associate our offshore fishing with current, it's current breaks. A lot of times you'll find kelp patties stacked up along a current line. Water change could be cold water, warm water. There's a lot of different ways that happens. But if you're talking about fishing like surface iron, you're talking about like island fishing, and that opens up just a whole different world of fishing in a lot of current. If you're fishing surface iron, if you really want to get down to it, it changes everything. If you're trying to wind a jig down current, you have to wind faster to get the thing to swim. If you're winding it against the current, sometimes you almost have to completely stop it. That's one thing. Growing up fishing up in the Channel Islands, if you're fishing areas where there's a lot of current, whether it's how you anchor the boat, position the boat, where you want your lines to be, it does change a lot of things. But as far as offshore fishing, our biggest thing is, like I said, looking for kelp patties, long current breaks, and it's amazing how they'll stack up. You get, this is probably more for a scientist to answer, but as far as the bodies of water, you'll have one area of water moving at 2 knots going one direction. You go over the break and it's non-existent. There's no water movement. It's pretty
neat, amazing
pretty
how, that
neat how that works.
So are they stacked up kind of on a temperature break? Is that what happens?
Is
the temperature drops or goes up? Or
it usually when you see that kind of a current break, usually there's a difference in water temperature, water color. But you'll go miles and miles and miles without seeing a kelp patty, and then you'll come across a current break. And if you follow it, sometimes fish are, especially yellowtail, you'll find them on the cooler side of the break or in a little bit off-color water. But if you find the right break, you can go kelp to kelp. You'll go back and forth. It usually takes you a little bit to figure it out or which way it's going, but it can line up your entire day.
Yeah, that's
cool. It's pretty neat.
David, you have a great moment from 2019 you want to share with us?
excuse me. Yeah, went out on the Mission Bell and had one stop and one and only one stop. And it was just complete mayhem. We got limited out on Yellowtail, and they were probably in like the 20 to 30 pound class.
Whoa.
Yeah, just super fun day.
That sounds like a great day, and good luck in 2020, and Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Let's find out what's cooking out there. Fisherman'sBelly.com. Our buddy Yanni's on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to all the fishermen out there. Happy New Year to everybody. And I just can't believe the theme of today's show, because we must have radar love going on, because today I put together a list of the best fish taco recipes for the year 2019.
Really? Wow. Love fish tacos.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the first time you ate a fish taco here in Southern California?
Well, it was probably down in Baja, you know, on a surf trip down there. That was probably the first time. It's like, hey, this is nice. Yeah.
Washed down with a Corona or something.
Yeah, exactly.
God, do I remember those surf trips in Baja? Oh, my God. Well, you know, Baja and Southern California are so integrated.
Absolutely.
And I grew up working in independent burger stands and restaurants, and I got a chance to learn how to make soft tacos, hard tacos, tostadas, ceviche tacos, and taquitos. And so I've taken all my experience and all my knowledge, and I love fish tacos, so I've been producing a lot of them. I anticipate making a lot more. But check out this new video. It's got the top 10 most popular fish tacos for this year from Fisherman's Belly.
All right. Fisherman'sBelly.com. You can get that. We'll have it up on the Let's Talk Hookup page on the Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com. And Yanni, fantastic. Happy New Year to you. Do you have a great fishing moment you want to share with us?
You know, I do. I've had an injury for the past 2 years. I haven't been fishing. However, I've been tracking all of my friends, and I'm telling you, this year, the bluefin fishing, their pictures and their stories have just sent me off the map. And by the way, this next year I'm going to start fishing again, so I'm really looking forward to that.
All right, then you'll have a great moment for our show next year at this time, for sure.
You bet. You
bet.
All
right, Yanni. Hey, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for doing such a great job and all the fantastic recipes at fishermansbelly.com. I get comments all the time. It's like we use Yanni's recipes all the time, and sure appreciate what you do. Fishermansbelly.com, and Happy New Year to you, Yanni.
Happy New Year to everyone out there, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, for sure. All right, thanks very much. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Mark and Santee, you're next up. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to wish you a Happy New Year, a safe New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And, my favorite moment was on the San Diego. We went out, and we couldn't find a pot to, you know, any kind of fish or anything. And then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, captain found some fish. We got limits, and we didn't get back in till like 8:30 that night. It was pretty good.
Hey, you know, for Booger, that's actually early.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is trips where we're leaving, and you got to give Ryan a lot of credit. He runs a great operation, a great boat. There's trips where we're leaving on our overnight trips and they're coming back.
Just coming back at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
You know, he'll go the extra mile and he'll put the time in.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
but he says it's a full day trip. It's a full day trip.
Oh, well, they changed it from a three quarter. I still call them 3/4 days.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get away from.
Yeah.
It'd be like leaving. I'm like, oh, where's the San Diego at? And as we're going out at 9 o'clock at night, they're coming back
like,
in.
Hey,
like,
there's Ryan.
You know, and catch fish, but he definitely goes the distance.
For sure. Mark, thanks for sharing with us. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate that very much. Jim in National City, you're next up. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Mike, I've fished many times on your boat, and the question I have is on a charter. When we charter your boat, you know, I fished a lot with Buddy Meeker and Eddie Nelson. Anyway, what's the good number of anglers on a charter? Can you go up to 28, or is that too many?
We sleep and fish 36 pretty comfortably. I personally, if I was going to do an overnight charter, day and a half charter, I would keep it around 28 people. It's very, very comfortable. You can see it, about 20 people in the galley in one shot if you're doing, you know, on a multi-day trip, dinner-wise. Very, very comfortable at the rail. Plenty of extra space, extra bunks for gear. And, I mean, we do have a lot of charter groups that, you know, that bring 18 or 20 guys. And like I was saying earlier, that on a boat that size, it seems like there's nobody there. We have some of those charters where you get up, and we do a couple of seminars on the way out every single trip, safety seminar, tackle seminar, and you start counting heads to make sure you're not leaving anybody behind, and it's like there's something wrong. There's only 20 people on the boat. Very, very comfortable with that number. Anything up to, I mean, personally, I would say 28 guys. It's your charter. You might as well keep it comfortable. You pay a few extra bucks per person to keep that load down. And, you know, it pays for itself as far as, just comfort, rail space and everything else.
Yeah. 20, 22, 24, really super light.
22, mode. 24 is very, I wouldn't say too light because, I mean, you know, it's just more comfortable with the smaller group. We did have a charter on the Excel years ago. We had seven guys on it on a 6-day trip, and that we had one more crew member than we did passengers.
Oh my!
You want to talk about comfortable?
Yeah, that's comfortable. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Jim, you have a great moment you want to share with us from 2019 fishing?
Yeah, I sure do, and it was on the tribute. I'm not sure if it was July or August, it was a rough day. Fishing wise, I think we only had like three bluefin, and you know, we're coming home, but we're still fishing. It was a day and a half trip. And, about an hour before sunset, we hit a school of bluefin, not 20 to, I don't think it hit 50, but it 40 plus range. And, we didn't limit out, but for an hour before sunset and an hour after, it was on, you know. And, you know, that's like a lot of those tuna trips, you'll scratch all day long, and then all of a sudden you find them and game on.
You don't want to catch them all in the morning. That's no fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes life easy. And,
yeah.
But it's funny on those trips where you do catch them early, and you have a slow afternoon. People are like, man, you know, it wasn't all that great. And then you start pulling fish out of the fish hole, and they're like, wow, where'd those come from?
We caught a lot of fish, yeah. Hey, Jim, Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, all right, hang on to your hats. We're going to find out what's going on the water there with your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. This report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, spices and rubs and cheese. Those are so famous. And, of course, their tuna burgers, too, at their convenient Liberty Station location, or just order them online at fishermansprocessing.com. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Pete. Happy New Year, guys.
Good morning.
Here we are. The last show of the year.
How about
unbelievable.
That, huh?
Pretty incredible. And like Mike was just talking, we're still talking about this giant bluefin. What is this, the fifth year now?
Yeah.
And it's still here. Like we said, in the beginning of the season, we're going to run out of people before we run out of fish.
Happened.
Well, it happened. And there's plenty of fish out there, guys, like Mike was talking about, but there's just hardly any coverage. Everybody's getting their boats looking all pretty for you guys so you can get back on them and go catch these fish. So don't think for one second the fish have disappeared. There's plenty of fish out there. It's just, we got to get everybody back, get all the boats painted up, and get ready to go back out there. Like Mike was saying, normally this time of year, we're painting boats or we're going whale watching. Nobody in their right mind would think we were going giant bluefin fishing. So
it could happen, though.
And, yeah, wouldn't you like to have Mike's problem every year? I don't know if I should go down and catch lean cod or if I should go giant bluefin fishing.
Yeah.
That's a good what a problem to have in January.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Dave, do you have a great moment you had in 2019 that stands out for you?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that while I was waiting online. We had a day over at Clemente this year where we had that fish didn't bite till the afternoon. So we had limits of rockfish. We had limits of calico bass. We had 20-plus on the yellowfin. and then we caught limits of bluefin before it got dark.
Wow.
That was a pretty spectacular
day. That's a good
day. And there was lots of days like that.
That's a good day. Well, of course, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, he reports to fishdope.com every day. You can find out what's going on out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Why not start the new year right? Get a membership to fishdope.com. Save $20 using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, Hook up now. We want to thank Danny and the boys for all the hard work they did over there. Jeff, Danny, the whole crew. 2019 was a spectacular year for Fish Dope, and look forward to many more reports from them, and look forward to many more reports from your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Dave, thanks for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate your great information, and how do we find you?
Well, you guys, I got that really cool website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. We got great interviews with lots of the legends of the sport fishing industry. And we just got the how-to. We don't do what Fish Dope does. We don't tell you where they're biting at. We just tell you how to get them when you get there. Check out the website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Happy New Year. Guys, be safe out there. Guys and gals, be safe. And I'll talk to you guys next year.
Thanks very much, Dave. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate that very much. And that report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the newest Fish Pro series from Anza Knives. They're amazing. Made from high carbon steel, which holds an edge better and is easy to sharpen. They truly are the best knife in the business, for sure. Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. So let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to you, Mike, so let's talk to another Mike in Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I don't have a question to ask, but I just want to say that, first, how come you don't have Gundy Gunderson on? I'm sure he has 2 hours of...
We have to get Gundy to come in, for sure. That's a good idea. I'll try and... Sometimes it's hard to drag... He lives out in Colorado River. Sometimes it's hard to drag him off that striper out there. But we'll try and get him to come over here.
We have the who's who of fishing on all the time, so
yeah,
he's got to be in there. You know?
We're fortunate.
I fish every weekend. Well, actually, I don't. It's more like a virtual reality type of thing. I listen to your program, and that's
like fishing.
Yeah,
it's the second to the best thing of actually being on the water. So it's like a virtual reality headset there.
Okay.
And, you know, every once in a while, I'll catch the jackpot at the end of the show, you know. And
that's it.
I appreciate those gifts, and I want to leave it at that. And
well, thanks, Mike.
See you at the shows on Fred Hall.
Absolutely. We'll be there in Long Beach and Del Mar. Thanks a lot, Mary, and Happy New Year to you. Have a great 2020, Mike. Appreciate all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. You're going to be there, right? Usually there in the Seaforth Landing
booth? I'll be at the Seaforth Landing booth every year.
Same Long Beach as well as Del Mar?
Same place. The booth hasn't moved in years.
Yeah.
Big booth, black with gold trim, can't miss it. Most of the landing booths are right there, right across from Fisherman's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't get after listening to Yanni earlier. I know my girlfriend Melissa's listening. I'm pretty sure I'm having fish tacos later.
Oh, man.
After he came on, I was like, all right, I know I have some rockfish in the freezer among the pounds and pounds of bluefin and yellowfin. And there's rockfish in there somewhere.
Fish tacos sound pretty good.
I'm thinking it's a taco.
Just go to Fisherman's Belly, get the recipe. There you go. All right. Hey, all the lines are packed up. But if you want to get through, 833-288-0973, great show going on here with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Jonathan in Chula Vista. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Great.
Hey, Captain Mike, I had the privilege of being on your boat a handful of times, but just got a question for you. So I hear you talking about that sinker rig for those big bluefin. So I guess I was okay for Christmas, and Santa got me a Talica 20.
Oh,
so
nice.
Nice.
How would you
Santa's rolling.
Rig that up? I'm thinking like 80 or 100 pound braid. What would you recommend for something like that for those bluefin?
You know, and I feel kind of bad because that guy I did ask about sinker rigs earlier, and I never really emphasized on it. Spectra now having braided line is it's weird, especially with this bigger bluefin or even this yellowfin lately. You have somebody come out and hook one, and you know they're starting to get down, and you're like, where's your braided line at?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it. Why not?
Yeah,
and now it's weird. I mean, when it first happened, it, you know, when I was working on the Excel years ago, we used to re-spool everybody's reels throughout the night. You know, you'd replace it with straight mono, and now sure. You do want to have your braided line on something like that, 80 or 100 pound, depending on what kind of top shot you're going to fish. Fluorocarbon, same thing. When it came out, I thought it was overrated, didn't think it worked, and now you can almost never find any of our boat rods without fluoro on them. Fluorocarbon's a must.
So are you fishing on the jig rig with a Talica 20, 80 to 100-pound, like Power Pro, like either hollow ace or just regular straight Power Pro? But would you go to mono and then fluorocarbon, or would you just go straight to the fluorocarbon?
It depends. If you're fishing a jig, I'd probably go straight to fluoro.
Okay, how long a piece?
Something like that, I'd say like 30 feet. You do want to have some stretch. I think it's funny, when Dennis Braid was fishing with us, he was one of the first guys I ever saw go straight from Spectra to like an 8 or 10-foot fluoro leader.
Yeah.
And the head shake. Like, you get
people
fish next
going,
to the
boat.
People
are just going, what are you
doing? Well, yeah, a lot of times the problem with that is you will rip the hooks out of them. There's no stretch. You do get, I mean, as far as fly lining a bait, the bait swimming it, it doesn't have to drag it around as much weight. It's so much better. As far as the jig goes, I mean, same thing when Spectra first came out, fishing rock cod in like 800-900 feet of water.
Yeah.
You can feel every little dink. I mean, you get so much more feel out of it. But for the most part, if you're fly lining or even fishing a jig, it doesn't hurt to have 30 or 40 feet of mono on there for the stretch. And then you can do a short fluorocarbon leader, a few feet. Some guys do like to do the Spectra to fluoro and do 10 or 15 feet, something like that. The only problem is if you're fishing on an open party boat, you're going to get entangles. Doesn't matter if there's two people or 40 people on the boat, you're going to get entangles. And sometimes having that cut out is kind of we do everything we can. My crew is great about trying to dig leaders out. But you get some instances where you have like 8-way tangles and you go to cut somebody's ear and they're like, well, that's all my fluoro. And, well, you only need a few feet. But
yeah.
That's up, completely up to you. But if you want to feel everything that jig does, you can feel it swim. You can feel when a fish, you know, basically farts on it. It going fluoro or Spectra to fluoro, you do get
feel it.
So much more feel out of it. You do feel everything.
Yeah, and I might recommend too, Jonathan, if you put hollow ace on there, like a hollow Spectra, and you do get in a tangle, the advantage of the hollow is you can splice in a new piece that would be seamless. You don't even know it's there.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also, like, if you wanted to add mono to that, you could do like the Sato crimp and have a seamless line there, and then put your fluorocarbon on top of that.
Yeah,
that's kind of the way I rig my Talica 20.
Anything over 80-pound, I would recommend crimping.
Yeah.
You can do it lighter. Just make sure you're very comfortable with your crimps. Make sure you melt the end of it and, you know, give it the little mushroom tip there. That way it doesn't slide through. But once you start getting up there, and it's funny, a lot of these guys, especially fishing the bigger bluefin, are fishing 100-pound, 130-pound leaders, 150-pound, and they come out and they're like, hey, can you tie my flat fall on for me? And you're looking at the 150-pound, you're like, that's a big knot.
That's a big knot, yeah, for sure. Hey, Jonathan, you have a great moment from 2019 you want to share with us?
I think I've got a couple. So it started off with y'all in around October when I went out to the Kona Kai to the live show. I won a free trip on the Liberty. Then went out on the Liberty, caught Mexican limits, the yellowfin. And then about a couple weeks later, about mid-November, went on an overnight, and we pulled U.S. permits and then got U.S. limits of yellowfin all by, like, noon. So experienced some great fishing this year.
That sounds like
good
year.
With that great a yellowfin, that's a lot of fish.
It's a lot of fish. Yeah, you're set. Hey, Happy New Year to you, Jonathan. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. We're going to hear from Bart Hall. I bet he's got a fish story to tell for sure. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Kalsar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Kalsar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Kalsar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Bart Hall, good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete, and good morning, Mike. You guys ever get tired of doing great shows? I'm telling you, this is fantastic.
Mike is such a fantastic guest, and he's always so full of great information. And how about his efforts that he puts in through the year, Bart, of calling in and giving people on-the-water reports? That's so fantastic, too. We sure appreciate that.
Well, that's what I was doing, Mike. I was getting ready to, you know, I listen on the weekends mostly. I don't call in most of the time, but I'm getting ready for church, and I'm listening to Mike talk, and I start thinking, you know, my God, what a wealth of knowledge. And no wonder I do better when I go out with skippers who know something than by myself. I've been fishing my entire life, and I don't have a thimble full of knowledge of guys like Mike. And then he started talking about his booth at the shows, and I started thinking, you know, how lucky we are to be here in Southern California with fishermen like Mike, so many of them assembled here with a fleet like we have here. This does not exist anywhere else in the world. We're very fortunate, and I give thanks this year for that. It's wonderful.
It is pretty amazing, and it's so fun that they all assemble for 5 great days in Long Beach, right?
Well, in my case, it's 9 great days. Long Beach.
9 and Del Mar, of course, too, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it is. It's amazing. But I have a fish story to share, too, this year. We went out on the Liberty, 33 of us industry guys, you know, and we went out, and I don't really care if we catch fish or not on those trips, but between 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, when 33 of us got limits of yellowfin, about 120 skipjack, and we're going to go try to find some bluefin, but there was so many fish to clean. We said, oh, heck, let's just go back in real slow.
That's a lot of fish.
It was great. It was a great day. Great day.
How fun. Well, I know you're working hard, Bart. We're looking forward to great 2020, and always kicks off right with the Fred Hall Long Beach show and then the Del Mar show. So looking forward to that. Happy New Year to you, Bart.
Happy New Year to you and to you, Mike.
Happy New Year.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks a lot. It'll be here before we know it. Right? 3 months. That's like 2 months away, right?
Yeah, it's coming up. You know, it's funny is I have a dentist, Mel Cohen, that fished with us for years on the Excel. I still fish with him, but his dental practice is up in Huntington Beach. And I called and made an appointment for my teeth cleaning 3 months in advance. And it's the same secretary, Cheryl, that's been there forever. And she goes, wow, I'm so proud of you. You're so grown up. Look at that, 3 months in advance. And I was like, I have to coordinate that around the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, but exactly.
I just thought it was funny. I'm 43, and she's like, man, you've really grown up.
That's funny.
Making plans in
advance. Making plans like 3 whole months in advance. Yeah, indeed. All right, let's jump back in the phones. John and Upland, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I Mike, I was on the your boat on the Akuma-sponsored trip toward the end of the season there.
Oh, yeah.
We had a pretty good trip. Yeah. So are you going to be doing any more sponsored trips?
We are. Like I said earlier, the charters take mainstream as far as our booking, and then we will definitely have our sponsored trips up before the Fred Hall show because that seems to be a good, great place. Guys come up asking about sponsored trips. Akuma is a fantastic sponsor. Can't give those guys enough credit. Dave and John are really, really good guys to deal with. Did a few trips with them this year. We'll be doing that again. Nice thing with those guys, they come out and they bring a lot of gear to loan out.
Nice.
New reels. The fact that each year they come out, they're like, oh, well, you need to check this out. I mean, some of the gear that they're coming out with.
They're coming out with some great gear, yeah.
Some of the, basically, the giant bass reels. I mean, stuff to throw a popper on. I still need to get a spinning rod. I want a spinning rod for a popper setup.
Oh, it's the way to go for a popper.
Oh, you can cast them up wind 200 feet. Yeah. I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's amazing is that spinning, you can land a big fish on a big spinning reel.
There's still a guy Jamie that fished with us on the Intrepid had his own little bracket, that, aluminum bracket that he made for fighting big fish on a spinning reel, a spinning rod, because you can't put them on the rail.
Right.
But
a special bracket.
I've
huh?
seen. Yeah, it's something you can basically. It's like kind of a big U shape. You can put it on the rail, and your line doesn't touch.
Oh,
it.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Never looked that comfortable. I've seen a lot of 100-pound fish this year. I really have to give the spinning rod guys credit this year. We had a lot of trips where they kicked the crud out of the bluefin.
Nice.
You'd look around, and there'd be 6 or 7 bluefin. And same thing with that big grayed yellowfin, where. Yeah. You know, we were blessed with great weather.
Yeah.
Great weather. And a lot of the conditions
Knock
were...
on wood, right?
The weather was so nice. The biggest problem was getting a bait away from the boat.
Yeah.
There's no wind, no drift. You actually had to cast it. And that's when the guy comes up with a spinning rod with 40-pound and wings a bait out 100 feet and gets bit instantly.
Wow.
And, you know,
Something to that.
If you can't cast a conventional reel that far, the spinning reels, there's a lot of great ones made now.
Oh, yeah. And they have big drags, they can handle the big fish.
It's still comical to watch a guy, you know, hook a 100-pound or 130-pound bluefin on it, but they work.
Yes, indeed.
And Akuma makes some good ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no doubt about it. So the way your trips work is you've got charters, and mostly like on the weekends during the summer, but then you do open party trips too, right? And you'll post those on seafortlanding.com.
Yes, especially what we're doing here during the winter. Like I said, we're primarily an open party boat. We do pick up more charters a year, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
Doing something right, Mike.
Yeah. When the open party boat's chartered throughout the year, it's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure.
But we do open party trips. We usually try to put them up about a month in advance. Seaforth Landing has a really good fleet, whether it's charter boats. If we're chartered, the Pacifica might be online open party. But we are chartered primarily throughout the week. Weekends, and we will have our sponsor trips up before the Fred Hall show, whether it's Seeker, Plagic, another great sponsor of ours, Akuma, and now Akuma Soft Steel, which is, we were always a soft steel boat, and we mm-hmm. used a Soft Steel Ultra for our top shots and stuff, so now that's incorporated with Akuma, so you will see those trips online here probably in the next month or so.
Great, all right. Hey, do you have a great moment, John, you want to share with us?
Yeah, by the way, the giveaways on that trip, I think we got over $100 worth of giveaways on that trip, so that
nice.
Was great.
Nice.
But on that same trip, I don't know why, but I opted not to get into the jackpot. And when they're doing the jackpot at the end of the trip, and everybody's saying, the other crew guys were saying, hey, who's number 11? And then I said, I am. And he goes, are you in the jackpot? He goes, I go, no, I didn't get in the jackpot. I would have won the jackpot.
Oh, see, there you go.
My next trip, I do a, every year I do a Veteran Day trip out of either Channel Island Sport Fishing or Ventura with a bunch of guys that I used to work for. So anyway, on that trip, I caught an 18-pound linkout and won the jackpot.
Nice.
So,
That's a big linkout. Hey, happy New Year to you, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Temecula. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Mike, I got a question. I see more and more boats doing these day and three-quarter trips. How economically feasible are they for you guys as far as running cost on that out? And I would assume because it's a day and three-quarter trip, you're opting for two limits of bluefin. Is that true?
That is legally, yes, you can keep 2 days' worth of limits as long as you're, depending on the departing time. But that is kind of what they are based around. If there's good nighttime fishing, they make sense. I don't personally like them. We've done some of them, but the problem is a lot of times you're getting to the fishing area at dark, which means that you're, unless the fish are biting at night, you're not really taking advantage of the trip. It does enable you to keep 2 days worth of limits. They are, I don't want to bash them too much because they do have their purpose. I don't personally like them. When the fish are close, if you can get out there that afternoon and knock out fish, that's great. But if you're fishing more than like 40 miles, you're getting there at dark and then you're sitting there waiting until daylight. Like I said, there has been some of those trips where they've worked out really, really well where guys do get out, leave early enough in the day to where they catch fish before dark, and then you get another full day of fishing the next day. But as of right now, and not only that, but you're also trying to get people to take multiple days off work. On a day-and-a-half trip, if it works out right, you get off work, you jump on a boat. Hopefully you don't have to work the morning that you get in, but you're taking a day off, maybe two, on one of those day-and-three-quarters. It basically incorporates 3 days' worth of taking time off work. So if it's not, I'm not saying that we're not going to do it in the future, but as of right now, we're going to stick with our day-and-a-half trips. And, you know, if you're getting a – and this is something, like with our U.S. limits of yellowfin. We had a couple of trips where we did knock out U.S. limits of yellowfin. That's 10 yellowfin, and they're all 25 to 50 pounds.
Whoa.
I would say it's too much fish.
Yeah, that's too much fish.
We had a couple of those trips where we pulled fish, and they went from one stateroom door all the way down the side, across the stern, back up to the other stateroom.
Wow.
And I'm looking at that, and I go, nobody really needs that much
fish.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's...
take it to Fisherman's Processing, vacuum pack it, and put it in the freezer.
Oh, man.
You're eating fish today and next week and the week after.
Fish tacos.
Yeah, fish tacos, indeed. Hey, Tom, you have a great moment you want to share with us?
Actually, several. first time I went up to Alaska and caught salmon up there late fall. And then... got my first yellowtail down at Collinet on the Tribute, and
nice.
Then caught some yellowtail on a bass, you know, Komodo bass reel, which was a lot of fun. Nice 20-pound grade yellowfin on a Komodo bass reel there, and that was a lot of fun.
Those are good reels.
Good moments. Hey, great, Tom. Hey, Happy New Year to you. Appreciate your support, and thanks, and have a great 2020. The last call of the decade from Doug from Montebello. We got to get him in. Good morning, Doug.
Hi. See you next year.
Yeah.
my question's for Mike. On the gaff, what kind of gaffs are you using, and do you have a bigger one for the bow?
Gaffs, everything we use is Calcutta bamboo. It's 95% of the sport fishing boats you'll see it on. It grows at ridiculous lengths. I mean, I think they still use it for scaffolding in Japan, don't they?
Really? Wow.
It's unbelievably
it's
strong.
Super strong.
You can't actually pull it apart. Like,
where do you get Calcutta?
There's a couple different ways. Wes, that he worked for real company? Wes's real or Ken's Custom Reels?
Oh, Ken's Custom Reels. Yeah.
We've been getting it from him lately. Squidco down here in San Diego is also a place to get it. Usually at the beginning of the summer, it's in really high demand. It's one of those things you want to line up in advance. But Wes has been getting us bringing it down on trips. Which
and do
is
you
great.
Put your own gaff hook on it?
Yeah, you can get Seaforth Landing actually sells the gaff hooks. You can go in there and get them. There's a bunch of different keys as far as making them lengthwise. If you're looking at small fish, big fish. The way that they're wrapped, you use 2¼ to wrap it. You usually use some kind of epoxy to kind of seal it up. But, our bow gaffs are, probably 16 feet long, 14 feet long, something like that. They're definitely longer than our stern gaffs. Our stern's low to the water. If you're gaffing a bunch of smaller grade yellowtail or something, you want smaller gaffs. Those big bluefin, you get the biggest. You see one of those big bluefin come up, and you start looking for the biggest gaff on the boat, the longest gaff. And sometimes you gaff those things out away from the boat, and you just got to hope for the best and hope it doesn't try to pull you over the side.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Doug, you have a great moment from 2019 that you want to share?
Yeah, I've been surf fishing a lot more, and I caught my very first bat ray one day. I didn't know I had it, though.
Until it started pulling line,
yeah,
right?
They can pull.
Yeah, they can pull hard. Well, Happy New Year to you, Doug, and thanks for calling this morning. Appreciate that. Rich and Bradley, you're next up. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Earlier, you guys were talking about using iron for the yellowtail, and over the years, I've seen a lot of different changes in the line choices. So used to see people using 20, 30, and 40-pound mono for yellowtail iron, and I'm wondering what's your take on it.
I mean, really, it depends on the size. For most jig fishing, usually you're looking at, like, 40-pound test. One of the things, for one, you don't want to lose your jig, but you start going too heavy unless they're biting really good. It seems like anything from 40 on up, depending on how you rig it, it will affect the way the jig swims. You put like a 6X Junior on 80 pound, and it's just it doesn't swim effectively usually. 40 or 50 pound is where you start seeing it, kind of change, and it depends on the size of the fish, how finicky they are. Fluorocarbon has become same thing. We used to wire jigs up like fish and yellowtail and stuff. You'd use a single strand wire on a surface iron or something, and it made the jig swim better. Little less visible, but now with fluorocarbon, it's the same thing. You can crimp a pretty heavy fluorocarbon leader onto it and still get it to swim properly.
Yeah. You have a great moment you want to share, Rich?
Yes, I do. I had a couple of really special moments. I fish a lot of freshwater, and my home lake has an extraordinary population of catfish, and I've been catching tons of catfish on bass lures, and that would surprise most people, but they actually eat off of the same menu as the bass do and all the other game fish. So I was looking about plastic worms and crappie jigs and spinner baits, crank baits, you name it. And so it wasn't uncommon, and I got one up to 20 pounds on a crappie jig, and to me that was no big deal. But this moment took me by surprise. I hooked what I thought was another monster catfish, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to have to take my time with this thing, and because I'm on 6-pound test and a drop shot,
wow,
and get the net out by myself with one hand because I'm by myself, and get the handle deployed, and I get it up, and I see this brown back, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's another catfish, and then I get it in the net, and it is the biggest smallmouth I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I go, oh, my God, and I start shaking. Like,
wow, that's a good moment. Hey, Rich, Happy New Year to you, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Jason and Kearney Mesa, you're next up. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I have a question. A guy like me, I'd like to call her before. I do a lot of freshwater fishing. Used to do more saltwater in my youth, but I'm not geared for it. So if I were to come out on a trip like yours and rent a couple of rods from the from the landing, you guys equipped on board, or do I need to bring any extra, you know, tackle, or can I get taken care of?
It's a good question.
Everything that you'll need is at Seaforth Landing. They do have a great tackle shop. The rental gear is top notch. You even hear guys on boats from other landings talking about how nice our rental gear is. We do supply top shots on the boat. We have plenty of fluorocarbon. Our top shots are free if you need to replace your line.
Wow.
And that's courtesy of now Okuma Soft Steel.
Nice.
But as far as any gear, basically all you have to do is show up at the landing. And it depends on what we're fishing. If it's going to be a flat fall thing, you can get a rental rod, a great assortment of flat falls from the tackle shop, hooks and everything else. But we will make sure that you're well taken care of. And we do have gear on the boat. We have loaner gear from Seeker and Okuma, as well as just your standard conventional tackle, hooks, sinkers, anything like that. But
do you need to pre-book your tackle from the landing? If you book a trip on the Tribute and you need tackle, do you need to call the landing?
It would be handy. And
just reserve it.
They do like to know in advance. Like, yeah. If we have a charter group and they say there's going to be 20 rental rods on board, then we usually try to give them a heads up. But if you're going to call in and book a trip in advance, just let them know, you know, hey, I'm going to be coming out. And they'll also point you in the right direction. If we're fishing, you know, 100-pound bluefin, they're going to point you in the right direction as far as your rental gear, whether it's a two-speed setup. If you're going to be fishing, you know, smaller grade yellowfin, then it's a single-speed setup. So really all you have to do is show up, and between the landing and the boat, we will take care of you and get you pointed in the right direction.
Jason, quick moment that you want to share with us?
Yeah, you know, I like I said, we do some fresh water, and I got my 8-year-old out there this year, and you know, we one of these trout lakes that got stocked, and we looked down, and his rod's going crazy. We reeled it in. It was about a 3-pound catfish. You know, moment of a lifetime.
Great.
Man. And that's the thing that hooks these kids, and I love it.
Take those kids Perfect. Fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good way to finish it off here. When we come back, hey, we're going to tell you who the lucky winner is of that Tribute show and wrap things up for 2019 and this decade. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Congratulations, Jason and Kearney Mason, the last caller, talking about taking his kid fishing and the catfish.
Perfect opportunity to bring your kid out move up from a catfish.
Yeah, you're the winner of that day or day and a half trip on the Tribute. Just, Michael, get in touch with you and get you set up there. Thank you, Mike, for that. And thank you for all, again, for doing a great job during the season of keeping us informed of what's going on out there and all that. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for your time today. And if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, how do we do it?
You can always give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And always take a look at our Facebook page. I know I'm horrible about Instagram. I'm old.
That's all.
But it's Tribute Sport Fishing on Facebook. You can see what we're doing now throughout the year, and always take a look at our fish. It's usually the first thing that gets updated.
Well, great. Keep up the great work, Mike, and happy New Year to you, and have a great 2020. We're looking forward to it. And, hey, thank you to Brian and Adam for all their work that they've done here for us. We sure appreciate that. And all of you out there, thank you very much for your great support this decade. Well, let's start a new one next Saturday with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on Baja's East Cape. And then that Baja guy, Gary Graham, will be here on Sunday. Happy New Year to everybody. Be safe. And thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.